Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Missy's Doubtfire there for you.
A little bit. It was good. It was way better than Robin Williams on the Crazy Ones on NBC right now.
Well, I think that'd be a pretty good Halloween costume. Mrs. Doubtfire with like the cream pie on her face.
You should do that.
That'd be a pretty good Halloween costume.
I got a picture in my mind right now. Woo! Woo!
Getting the hot flashes. Okay, so we just got off the phone with international sensation Bart Nation, and we've been talking dirty bathroom stories, right?
You're kind of quiet, buddy. I can't quite hear you.
Kind of quiet.
Quiet.
Can you hear me now?
Well, wait. It might help if I turn down this Miley Cyrus real fast. Go ahead and put that on pause.
Yeah, you better pause.
So you were talking to Bart Nation, is that what I heard?
Yeah, about some dirty bathroom stories, right?
Okay.
Everybody's got at least one dirty bathroom story.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to ask you if you have any later on. So if you have something in your head, just hold on to it, because we have some personal issues we have to attack right now first, okay?
There were so many puns in that, I don't even know where to begin. First off, you said, just hold on to it. But go ahead.
Okay, so apparently the three of us were all in Terre Haute at the same time today.
Yes.
And Hozier here, in disguise, follows you through the Honey Creek Mall.
Yes.
I want to know about
Let's see, it would have been... I was thinking about directions. It would have been on the north side. I think he was probably leaving. I'm guessing he was leaving. He was walking by Hallmark.
I made a U-turn at one point. I was looking for Champs. And I was looking for like either Foot Locker or Champs. And I got turned around and I had to make a detour back through maybe Hallmark once or twice.
Well, when I seen you, you was walking by Hallmark, because I was this weird dude in a cowboy hat leaning up against the car.
Oh, man.
So did he
was
literally...
it that gray Nissan car? Because I was scoping out that car. That thing was sharp.
Yeah, that's where I was at. Yeah, I was right there.
So he walked right by you?
Yes.
And you...
I am a Jay master
Ling,
of disguise.
You didn't notice the cowboy hat guy?
Well, if he would have had the cowboy vest and the cowboy chaps, maybe I would have given it a second look. But.
I'll remember that next time. That was fun.
Man.
And then you just zipped right out like he was in a hurry, like, I got someplace to go, I gotta go.
I did have places to go, man. We went and ate at Buffalo Wild Wings. It was great.
Did you have a hot date today?
Well, with Jamie and Trevor.
Oh, one of them things.
A third wheel is a hot date.
Yeah, man. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not so good.
No. Yeah.
I've seen both circumstances.
Yeah. So, I'm told that you picked up the Miley Cyrus album today.
Oh, my goodness. Is Miley's BLT already over with, or can I get in on that?
Oh, we can do some Miley's BLT, but I haven't queued up any music for it, but you can... Feel free to give your review, man.
Oh, my goodness. So, immediately after we got it, we put it in the car. And we went to Best Buy for it. We ate at B-Dubs, and then we went to Best Buy, then we went to PetSmart. So, we went to Best Buy, bought it off, popped it in. Jamie immediately hated the first song. She's like, I don't like it. Sound like that. Second song is We Can't Stop. Yeah, that classic. So we jam that out. Third one, classic. So the fourth one, it sounds like Achy Breaky Heart startup. It's called 4x4. And that's all I'm talking about is her cruising around in a 4x4. Then all of a sudden, guess who comes in? Country grammar himself, Nelly.
Oh, man, Nelly. Making a comeback.
Yeah. So he's like the first featured artist on the album. And then we go right into, it's called SMS, Bangers. That's the name of the album, with Britney Spears. It's pretty awesome, too. Just great all around. The deluxe version I got has this Hands in the Air featuring Ludacris.
Featuring Ludacris?
Yeah, Ludacris and Miley Cyrus.
Man, bringing in all the guns.
It's good. I wish it came with a DVD.
So, right now you're rocking this Yosemite Sam mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you buy the album?
The Bangers album?
Yeah. You walk up at Best Buy. Is this the only item you bought?
It was. It really was. And the thing about it is, it comes out, I got the deluxe edition. If you get the deluxe edition, there's like four different album covers. And when it was like previewed, leaked, whatever, I saw two of them. And one that I really, really wanted, they didn't have. It looked a lot like the Rolling Stones, but...
So you walk up to the cashier as a grown-ass man with a Yosemite Sam mustache, and you hand over the new deluxe edition Miley Cyrus album with, I'm guessing, the world's biggest smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. And I said, that's my jam.
That's my jam. I bet they talked about you for at least half an hour after you left.
Well, it took me a little bit to actually find the deluxe edition. So I walk in there, I'm like, where's your CDs at? Because they completely rearranged it since the last time I was in there. And I'm like, where are your guys' CDs at? All I see is like your MP3 players, your iPods, whatever. Where are your CDs at? She's like, oh, I think we moved them over there to the corner. There's like three rows. I don't know. So I'm like, thanks for the help. Walk over there. Finally find Bangers. And I'm looking for the cover. And I'm like, not finding the deluxe edition. So I get some more help. I'm like, do you guys know if you have like the three extra song deluxe edition? Or...
Yeah. Did you rub your mustache when you said that? Yeah, you did it in the deluxe edition. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
It was a Miley Cyrus filled day. I had no intention on buying new shoes, but got a wild hair up my ass, and yeah, I was like, can throw some J's on my feet. They're not quite the wolf grays, but they're pretty damn near close. So, you bought Halloween costumes. How'd that go?
Pretty good. The kids are set, man. I decided I didn't see anything I really wanted to do. Originally, I had two things I was going to do, because I got this gnarly beard going, and it's not going away. I'm not like you. I'm not going to sacrifice all this manliness for the sake of a Halloween costume.
So, it'll grow back. It always does.
Well, I'm trying to think, what's a good Halloween costume where I can keep the beard? And automatically, I thought Bob Ross. But Dan is doing Bob Ross. So I wrote that off. And my next one was Charles Manson.
Oh, Charlie? Uncle Charlie?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, if I don't go to any Halloween parties, and the only thing I have my Halloween costume for is to take my kids trick-or-treating, Charlie Manson might not be the best choice to walk up to houses with a swastika on my forehead in a prison jumpsuit. So I was like,
oh. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is what would be your attire for your Charlie Manson costume?
Oh, yeah, it was going to be a jumpsuit, man. Bright orange jumpsuit. So I decided, you know, maybe this isn't the venue for the Charlie Manson. And I'm still thinking. And I'm like, I'm going to do Abraham Lincoln. I'm tall.
Oh, all right.
I got the beard. And I was going to do it a good way and, like, actually go get, like, the long-tailed suit jacket and the black bow tie and, like, with legitimate clothing as opposed to a costume.
So not Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
No. Legitimate Abraham Lincoln.
I seen something really cool. It was a costume, but the guy took a penny. Okay. Now, see, now you're...
The gears are turning.
He took, I don't know, he made it out of cardboard or something, looked like a penny, had all the writing on it and everything. Of course, then he had his little, you know, he faced sideways.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Penny.
That's really awesome, actually.
Yeah, if that kid was actually dressed up in copper, I would not be taking his candy, I'd be taking his costume and catching it in at the local junkyard.
Yeah, dude, because that'd be a lot of copper.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of copper.
A lot of copper.
So, I was going to do the Abraham Lincoln, and I decided, you know, I'm not doing any of the Halloween parties this year. I'm just going to take the kids trick-or-treating, and I'm just going to not do anything. I didn't see anything. Like, I didn't have time to go piece out an actual Lincoln suit, and they had a costume one, and it was just cheap and overpriced at the same time. And I'm like, you know, I'm just not going to do anything because I didn't see anything else that I really liked. So this year...
I thought you were going to say that you just had a top hat laying around. And you thought, ah, why not?
Why not? No, I'm just not doing anything. I heard Hozier is going as an alien.
An alien?
Yeah.
I used to have a... It's old, though. I had an alien mask a long time ago, but it's old.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
You also have a person mask that you wear all the
mask.
Time. So, yeah. So, are you going to be busting out the Yosemite Sam then, or just doing the mustache?
Looking like it's a good possibility. I'm hoping to go to a costume contest, and if worse comes to worse, I'll at least go to the Oblong Fall Follies there at Floyd's. In Oblong, they have a costume contest.
Yeah.
Yosemite Sam's guaranteed to win.
Speaking of Oblong Fall Follies, not so much the Fall Follies, but the parade.
Largest nighttime parade in the state of Illinois.
It is. But you know, Oblong has another parade that's not as well received as that homecoming parade. Did anybody besides me attend the homecoming parade this year?
No.
Hozier?
No.
So I go to the homecoming parade,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My 4-year-old's in the parade for preschool and everything, and he felt like it was a big deal. And so of course,
that is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So we went, you know. And I.
When was the last time you were in a parade?
When was the last time I was in a parade?
Right.
I don't know. Probably Cub Scouts or something.
Cub Scouts, go ahead.
Anyway, so there's 50 entries, roundabout. That's a pretty fair estimate in this parade. It was real small. And I shit you not, 4 floats Duck Dynasty themed. The first one came by, I'm like, oh, great. Then the second one came by, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And here comes number 3. And number 4, and with every appearance, I just sink on the inside a little bit more. Because I hate rednecks so bad.
Oh, I was looking through in the break room at work. They had the latest Auto Trader sitting in there, and I was skimming through it. I want a motorcycle real bad. And before the motorcycles, there's like manufactured homes. And they had this ad for manufactured home building place. And it was called Commander Edition, size bad.
Oh, God. I would have tore the page out and taken it to the bathroom for a dirty bathroom story.
There you go.
Goodness.
So, do you have any dirty bathroom stories there, Jay Ling, that you want to share on the All Out podcast? Because when you listen to the show, you're going to hear some of mine. You're going to hear Bart Nation's, which is top-notch. And you're going to hear a good one from Hozier, and you're going to laugh until you cry. So,
I have a few. Like, from now on, I'm going to call it the waggle slip.
Uh-oh.
Dennis Waggle at work, he went to a stall, and it was out of toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
But the stall was nasty that had toilet paper, so he just took however much and tore it off. And took him to the cleaning stall, shut the door, did his business, cleaned up. He had like 4 squares left. And he just rolled those 4 squares up onto the empty roll to make it look like there was just enough to use. And when the next person came in,
sorely
disappointed. Not enough. Not enough. I told him, I said, man, if I would have been that guy, I would have been so mad.
So mad. Mad enough to shit a brick.
Ah. But the other one is, you could just tell this guy's act of desperation. It started off like, it looked like almost like little drops of pee on the floor, like walking into the bathroom door, like dribble, 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 and just going to the bathroom stall. And then you open the door, and you can just see the spray from as he's like pulling down his pants and making the turn to sit down on the toilet. But it was too late.
Too late. Damage is done. See, now me personally, I wouldn't have opened the door to check to see what was at the end of that trail. So, bravo to you.
Oh, well, yeah. Curiosity killed the cat, but I'm not no fucking cat, so it's all right.
You're hearing a song that we played during the intro.
Oh, no.
Because I want to make sure Hozier remembers this song tonight.
Oh, I'll remember this song.
Who's Johnny by El DeBarge. And I'm hoping what's going to happen is Hozier's going to go home. He's going to crawl in bed with the old lady. And it's going to be all quiet. And he's going to be laying there. And breaking the silence is, who is Johnny? And he's going to get slapped.
I'm pretty sure you can get, like, alarm clocks to, like, program songs that wake you up. That would be my jam.
I've got one that'll say anything that you want to say.
Make it sing Who's Johnny. So that way every morning when you wake up, you can have one of those deep reflective thoughts. Who am I? What's on the inside? What's under this people suit? Oh, man. Well, Jayling, I do have a Mize BLT queued up, and the show is running awful long now. This might end up being a two-part episode, because we're right around 3 minutes right now. Feel free to hang on, listen to the Mize BLT, and then we can catch up some more afterwards if you feel froggy.
Oh, I'm feeling damn froggy. I might even get some ping pong in after the bars close at 2. So that's coming up pretty close. Might have a little ping pong and ding dang after a bit. So.
All right, so Mize BLT for this episode is...
Miley Cyrus bangers, two thumbs way the fuck up. Check it out. 4x4 featuring Nelly, one of my favorites, and then Do My Thing is also up there. So check it out. Miley Cyrus, bangers, iTunes, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, Protest a Hero, Violation, is coming out October 29th, but it leaked, so they found out it leaked, so they released a better leak than what leaked. So
nice.
You can get the full album stream on YouTube, Protest a Hero, Violation. Full album stream. Check it out. Good stuff. Mize BLT. All Out Podcast. This is Jayling. Peace out, guys.
Later, man.
See ya. Bye, Ted.
Bye, Ted.
Bye.
So, my Mize BLT is actually my favorite band of all time. There goes Jayling. The band Cold. They had a couple big songs, but no one really remembers who they are because they've only had a couple. So they're a little bit on the harder side in the early stuff and a little bit more mellow in the later stuff. So I kind of blended them all together for 2 minutes and 45 seconds of Mize BLT right here on the All Out Podcast.
Do you pray in the night? Can you appreciate the winds? And I won't care, I won't fight. I need you close to sing, it's the same beginning. Come away, it's the same old, same old. Take another motherfucking hit of LSD. Let all the love inside the world belong to you. Well, I can't understand just why you. I'm not right.
for episode 4 with my favorite band of all time, Cold. Check them out. They don't have any new music coming out, but they had an album a few years ago that came out that was the newest album off of a 5-year hiatus. So, some new sounds. What do you got going on over there, Hozier?
It is cold, isn't it?
It's chilly. It is chilly by definition. I'm going to check the temperature right now.
Let me guess, 44.
You're good, man. It's 45.
Wow, I'm right there.
You are right there. 45 degrees.
That was without looking, too.
We're approaching the 45-minute mark. You got some closing thoughts for the debut edition of the All Out Podcast with John Hozier?
It works a lot better if you have the right equipment.
It does work a lot better with the right equipment. These new headsets are awesome.
Yeah.
Everything's working real good. It sounds real good. So I think we made the right call.
We did.
We did indeed.
This time.
Next time, who knows?
Oh, man.
So this has been a pretty good episode, I think.
Yes.
We had some good times.
And when you go to the bathroom, never make eye contact.
Never. That's rule number 3.
Of course, that's the first thing I'm going to do. The first thing I go to a public restroom, I'm going to make eye contact just to see what happens. But for the rest of you, don't do it.
Don't do it. No, unless, unless you've got the cojones of John Hozier. All right, well, if you don't have anything else to add, let's hit the outro and call it.
Sounds good to me.
All right, man, this has been the All Out Podcast with Heavy J and
John Hozier. All Out Podcast. Also, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/AllOutPodcast.